News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
And Senator Michael McDowell has called on the government to introduce a cap on the number of TDs. While there's currently 174 members of the Dáil, he claimed population growth could mean that we could have as many as 250 TDs by 2050. With us is Adrian Kavanagh, who's lecturer at the Maynooth University Department of Geography. Adrian, would it be a bad thing if we had a lot of TDs?
Personally, I don't think it would be the worst thing at all, Anton. We'll only have more TDs if the population increases. And more population means more work for politicians to do. Unfortunately, in this country, we do have county councillors and city councillors, but their powers are quite limited. So in a lot of cases, TDs are taking on the roles that we would see probably being played by councillors in other countries.
Is that desirable?
Sorry, Anton.
Is that desirable?
I'm a bit of a meat, potatoes and two veg type of political academic. Personally, I think it's not a bad thing. It means, first of all, because politicians are dealing with local issues, they know what the issues are. They know what is of concern for local people. So they're closer to the people. That's the one really good thing about Irish politics, is that people, by and large, know their politicians, even their national politicians. And as a result, I think it leads to a better style of politics here than we have in countries like the USA, where you don't get the same extremes. People know their politicians. And I think it keeps our politics more grounded.
Are those extremes controlled, though, by proportional representation in a parliamentary system rather than the sheer number of available representatives?
It means, like, I don't think so, because you could win a seat in this country in a five-seater with 12% of the vote, 10% of the vote, even with... So I don't think that's... No, I think that's... It's like PR, no matter what the electoral system is, I think there is a way in for different groups to get in, irrespective.
What then about the cost of all of this? Because if we do end up with another nearly 100-ish TDs by the sort of the Michael McDowell numbers, that's going to cost tens of millions.
Well, if you think about it, more population means more people paying taxes. So say we're talking about one TD for every 30,000 people. The issue is in the referendum states that there must be at least one TD for every 30,000 people in the country. But if you think about it, 30,000 people probably means that even a conservative estimate, there's 10,000 people in the workforce, 10,000 extra people in the workforce, all of them paying taxes. And it's basically, for those 10,000 people, if it's a TD on €100,000 a year salary, that's €10 per year for all those 10,000 people out of their taxes. So more population does mean more taxes. More population does also mean more work for politicians. If you think about it, before the Celtic Tiger, in the early 1990s, there was roughly just over 20,000 people per TD in this country. Over the last 10, 20 years or so, we've generally kept that level at close to the 30,000 mark. So if you think about it in rough terms, TDs today, because constituency work is probably the vast bulk of what they do, and that also applies to the ministers and the Taoiseach as well as the backbenchers. TDs are probably working 50% harder in terms of constituency work than they were back in the early 1990s, just because there's more people. If you bring in a cap and you end up in a situation that maybe there's one TD for every 50,000 people, that job becomes harder and harder. And we are getting a lot more out of our TDs, even legislation-wise, because in the Dáil and the Seanad, the committees are becoming more effective. So the other thing to note as well is that if this was to be brought in, it would have to come in through a referendum. And I don't think it's guaranteed that referendum would pass. You might be too young to remember this, Anton. We had a Seanad referendum back in, I think it was 2013 or 2014. Everyone thought it would pass. The Seanad referendum failed. And I think most people would be more keen to have, maybe outside Dublin Ford and Leary, most people would be happier to have 60 more TDs than 60 senators.
All right. Well, I'm enjoying the note of flattery that I might be too young to remember 2013 so much that I'm going to end on it to leave it to linger. Thank you very much, Adrian. That's Adrian Kavanagh, who is lecturer at the Maynooth University Department of Geography.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.